Yoink.
Hi. Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
What happened? What happened?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What happened?
All right, I'm on the phone with Andrew. So hold on.
Okay.
Zombie number one, Mary, real quick. Hold on. Didn't want you to think I had abandoned you.
That's right. What?
I didn't want you to think I abandoned you, like not coming up.
Okay.
Right
okay.
Away.
Okay, so what's going on? What's up?
Hold on, I'm going to ask Andrew a question.
Okay.
I'm going to come back. Hold on. He's right here. He's on the phone with Mary.
Oh, he's asking Mary something? Okay.
Yeah. I think he's telling Mary about what happened.
Wait, you called Andrew for what? What'd you call Andrew? He's calling you back?
No, he's on the phone with me. We're waiting on him to get back. I'm on the line with him.
Oh, you called Andrew to ask him something or what?
Yeah. Hi.
What's up?
So
it's official. It happened then?
Yep. It's official.
Change ports. Change.
That's,
you know,
what we're going to do, but I have a suspicion. So
what?
A couple days ago, he formatted Kevin's, Mabelin's server and Matthew Whitaker's server. So, I mean, I don't think we have current backups of it, but I mean, we might, I don't know, but, I don't think I have a backup for Mabelin, but I don't know what Matthew...
Doug actually got a backup for his server.
Yay, for Doug Lee.
Thank God for Doug Lee's backups, bro.
Thank you, God. But now we have another issue. He got...
What's wrong?
Duffley's domain.
Oh, no.
And he came up on Danielle Ferguson's server, just at random, on the anonymous account. But I think he was waiting up there till we all go to bed, and then he's gonna log into, cause you know whose account he logged into to format the other servers, right?
Who?
Kevin's.
Change passwords, Kevin.
Yep, that's what I told him. But I have another suspicion how he got the Chris Duffley domain. See, I thought it was originally because Chris Duffley had his TTCom status messages, like administrating Chris Duffley's servers, because on ChrisDuffley.com. But a couple days ago, I was on Elton, and originally I wasn't gonna tell him who made that. Tell Dylan Matt who made that script to blacklist his IP address from Jason's and Dylan's. But then Adriano said, go ahead and tell him, because if he screws over that, it's Doug Lee. He said, go ahead and tell him, because if he screws over Doug Lee, that's way more evidence than what you guys have. Yeah, you just hacked a Team Talk server, but if he actually screws over Doug Lee, then that's way more evidence.
That's gonna bring the world down on its fucking head if he screws
up. Exactly. That's what Adriano said.
That'll go down on its fucking head. So
the deal was, I told him who it was, and he gave me the script. He gave me a script, and it actually works. I tested it. He gave me a script that scans all the ports. He apparently made a script that scanned. That's how I got Mabelin's and Matthews. He just did a random port and just. But my thing is, I go up on Chris's server all the time. On that computer I tested it on. I think he put a back door in there. I think.
There's only one way to find out.
How?
need to go into your Shellcoin startup folder to see if there's anything in there. Any suspicious, like, EXEs or anything like that. Any suspicious batch files or anything like that.
See, I don't want to run it on my computer again. Because I don't know what he can get and what he can't get. Like, I don't know how smart this kid is.
Probably not smarter than me.
No, I don't think he would have...
Right, because the question I had for you, Andrew, is if you... So say if I gave you a thing called Andrew.py or whatever.
Yeah.
Where I have to put in the code something like backdoor...
Because
you know how you can edit... You know how you can edit Python files in Notepad?
Yeah, you can.
Would it actually say it in there?
Yeah, you can. It'll show, if you open the .py file in Notepad, it'll show all the code that's in there. Why? What's your theory?
To see if he coded a backdoor in there. Because I'm kind of curious. Because here's the thing, why wouldn't he go up on Chris's stuff a couple days ago? Doesn't make sense. Why would he go up more than a week after he formatted Kevin's? Why wouldn't he just attack it all at once?
It's funny, because I was talking to Chase, and he was telling me that somebody made a post in a Facebook group about attacking Kevin.
Huh?
Chase Sykors told me that somebody made a post in an anonymous post in a Facebook group about formatting Kevin's box.
Oh. So what I was going to ask you was, because obviously I don't want to give it to you because he might... Do you have it?
Here's the thing.
Can we host it in a VM to see what it does?
Yeah, you could. Just destroy the VM, run memes on the VM.
That's what I'm going to do, but I have a VM hosted through Adriano, but it's got all my stuff on it.
Don't do it on there.
I don't want to, and I don't have any way of hosting a VM.
I mean, there's one way to get through it.
How?
Send me the script somehow. I'll open it up and look through the code.
Alright, want to meet on TT?
Send it to me on Skype, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna edit this bitch and see if I can see anything in there.
Okay, do you wanna meet on Team Talk, or what do you wanna do?
Let me talk to Mary and see what she wants to do. Hold on.
Alright.
Just stay on the line, Mary.
Yep.
Just stay on the line.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there may not be any backdoor at all.
But I have a suspicion there is. Because why wouldn't he hit Chris Duffley's domain? Like, that day.
Maybe he didn't have to go to school too.
Right, well, he said he was desperate enough to hack everyone. He wanted everyone gone. That's what he told me in Elton. And so I said, why?
I said,
what's the problem? Why do you want everybody gone? Oh, because I don't like everybody. They all banned me from the servers because I formatted... Yo, duh! A Jedi genius? Duh! He's like Salmon. Claims everybody hates him. He says that Mabelin wants to flirt with him and whatever else. I'm like, ugh. Anyways.
Oh, you mean Salmon? Yeah.
I like the guy.
Yeah. But I mean, maybe he's never had... I mean, he's always had a problem with her or something.
No, he has no problem. It's her having the issue with him. But what I was going to ask is... Can you buy that Windows box now that you were looking at? And we can test it on there and then format it.
Oh, you're talking about the Comtera?
Yeah.
Then I was looking at?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can look at that, yeah.
Alright, can you buy one and then we'll test it on there? And then if anything happens, we'll just format this little bit. Hi.
What's up?
No.
Okay, we're going up to the server.
07:0 PM.
Okay, what server?
The one that we always go to when we do tech work.
AJM,
right?
AJMCentral.net, what port?
My usual port. You know the one that I usually use?
The...
You know the one that we always work on? Aaron?
Yeah, I got a new computer, so I got all of the servers back.
Right.
I got a new computer.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you send me it on Skype?
Hold on, let me move stuff around, because I got to get back in my bed. I'm not even by my computer.
Oh, damn.
Tell Andrew we have an idea. I have a provider we can use.
Wait, what, Kevin? What did Kevin say?
He said that he has a provider we could use.
Which one?
I think Contabo.
No, it's not Contabo, it's Comtera. C-A-M-A-T-E-R-A.
Oh, okay.
And they can host Windows 10 virtual desktops.
Dude! Do it!
Let me get to the... Okay.
Windows 10 virtual desktop.
Alright, can you send me it on Skype or something? Or can you...
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Alright.
Let me just get everything set up, Aaron. Hold
okay.
On.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, my medicine bag almost fell.
Don't break anything.
No problem.
You know who I haven't seen in a while up on servers?
Yeah, they host Windows 10 virtual desktop, yeah.
Nash?
Nash isn't ever around, dude. Haven't you noticed that? Daniel Nash is never around.
He always seems to be around when I'm in the bathroom and I'm looking for him, and I come running and he leaves. Like, right when I hit a control shift A, he leaves. I'm like, bye?
yeah. Okay, I'm getting on the computer right now, Aaron.
Yep.
I'll send you the stuff on Skype, okay?
Alright. He's going up on the usual server, Kevin.
Which one?
He's going up on the usual server. The one they do tech work on.
The private one?
The one they do tech work on.
Yeah, the private one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, alright, I'll go up there.
Can you send it to me? Or can you... What's the ports and what's the domain? I can just enter it now. Not wait for Andrew.
It is...
I mean... no. Let me just do it now. Hold on.
Desktop list, team top 5. Team top connect, add news, add server, entry name, edit blank, A, J, M, space. V E E V space C C A A J M C E N T R A L
A J M Center dot net
blank A J M dash C E N T R A L dot N E T T C P port default
10096
10096 and off username edit blank A A O N
username is Air 95
Pass OFTCHAIR 1 bang show big join champ ask show connect save and close button space add new server button enter server filter server list AJM team AJM away L serves to the user champ the hack Mel's hubby can dip come on the meta extra the hack.
Yeah there. Hi.
Voice activation.
I got it. Kevin's coming. I had it in my old Dropbox. I had your domain too.
AJM
I got
Central
it.
Private. Wait, Kevin Rock.
There he is.
This is for Cameron. What the hell do they want?
Yo.
We don't get our
sound input device combo box microphone. US refresh device and max in output device combo box speakers. Realtek Hide AJ.
I think she's busy.
Yeah, she's busy right now.
James River, 24th
Gray.
Mary?
Hold on.
It's from Karen somebody. This is for December. It says from Belleville, Illinois.
I couldn't
get the name.
Okay.
Karen somebody.
Oh. Darren,
I can't pronounce the name.
I know, it's just Kevin.
Is this from me? It's from Freedom. Freedom Unlimited.
Hmm.
You want me to put the file up here, Drew?
I don't even know who Freedom Unlimited is. Come on,
Andrew.
What's up?
Want me to put the file up here?
Send it to me on Skype, remember?
Oh, yeah, duh.
Eric Preston Server, AJM, AJM Central, right? Eric, right there.